Good morning, everyone. We have the privilege of being here and sharing with you as we hear the Word of God today. But I also have the privilege of introducing my brother Salim to you this morning. This is Salim Munayer. Salim Munayer is a Palestinian Christian. He can trace his ancestry back to the 12th century in Palestine, actually in Israel today is where his family actually lives. So he is an Israeli Palestinian. That means he has Israeli citizenship and he is a Palestinian. He is my brother. We have walked together for many years. Salim is a renowned scholar. He is a multidisciplinary scholar. He has his PhD from the Oxford Center for Mission Studies. He did his undergraduate work in Tel Aviv University and in Fuller Seminary for his master's degree. Currently, he is the director of Musalacha Ministries, which was founded in 1990. He is a lecturer in the Bethlehem Bible College. He serves on quite a number of boards, and he lectures at the Hebrew University and at the David Hartman Center in Jerusalem, which is a Jewish center that's focused on education throughout the land of Israel. Salim is the father of four amazing young men, all of whom are serving the Lord today. He's married to a British wife. Her name is Kay. And I'm certain I've left quite a number of things out. We have worked together in Musalacha since 1990, and we served together on several boards in Israel, one of them being the Lausanne Initiative for Reconciliation in Israel and Palestine, and also on the board of the Bible Society, and a few other things. This is Salim.
Thank you, thank you. Good morning to you. I have the privilege to introduce you, Lisa. Yesterday at the restaurant, one of the ladies asked me, what would your wife like for dessert? So they were thinking that you're my wife. It's because really I know Lisa since I was 17, 18 years old. Lisa and David, her husband, immigrated to the land. It's 1974, and they changed, matter of fact, the Messianic Jewish movement in one of the most important areas is worship. As a young boy, when I was worshiping the Lord, we used to have worship books translated to Arabic and Hebrew, or from German language or English language, and it was very difficult for us Middle Eastern to get along with the hymns or the music melody. So Lisa and David took upon themselves and they really revived worship hymns in the land in the language of the people, Hebrew language. But more than anything else, Lisa is a scholar, even so she doesn't have a PhD. She doesn't have a problem sitting with PhD people. She's written a lot. She's involved in many theological groups. She used to be the director of Kaspari Center, that is a center for Jewish study and also reaching up to the Messianic Jewish community. Matter of fact, we go back all the way because one time I asked Lisa to come and to start the ministry among women of Musalaha to bring together Israeli and Palestinian women together. She's also taught in Nazareth, Palestinian Israeli, mainly leadership and spiritual formation in a place called Netz or Nazareth Theological, today called Nazareth Evangelical College. Lisa and I also involved in writing this book. I think this book is excellent book because we wrote it. We worked hard on it. It's called Through My Enemy Eyes. It's very unique books. It's not edited. We sat together and we worked together chapter upon chapter, introducing our both community in the challenge and promoting reconciliation. Lisa's married to David. That is one of my heroes. He is a musician composer. I would like to talk to you a little bit about David, taking some time. During the time I was academic dean at Bethlehem Bible College, and we were looking for a teacher that teach our students music. And I was looking around Jerusalem, and our music teacher left the country to the state. So in the end, I said, why am I looking all over the United States to find a music teacher when a good friend of mine, a brother, not far away, an hour and a half drive, one of the best teachers of music. So I called David, and David agreed to come, and we had a Messianic Jewish teacher conducting the Bethlehem Bible College choir, you know. So equivalent to have somebody from Ireland, Catholic, conducting the choir of a Presbyterian church, is that? Is that good?
I think it's very good.
It's very good. If Trevor says it's very good. So I'm very, very happy to introduce some of the things that Lisa and I, we are here. I mean, the fact that we're standing together, we have a message. And that is the important thing. The message is that Jesus on the cross not only reconciled us to God, but to each other. He broke the wall of enmity and partition, and he's forming community of faith from people from multi-ethnic background in order to bring a change to the world. And we're inviting you Friday to hear more about that, but more than anything else, to join in prayer in what God is doing in the world. Thank you.
Thank you.